7:17 a.m. We welcome to our newsmaker line Sharon Pawlak, P-A-W-L-A-K. She's organizing, along with her husband, This Has to Stop Rally. It's on the web at thishastostoprally.com. The event is going to be held in Hickman County in a little place called Prim Springs on August 21st from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's this coming Sunday. Good morning, Sharon. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
So what's the main theme here about the Freedom Rally, and why are you holding it in Prim Springs, Tennessee?
Yes, the main theme is to educate people as to the dangers of the course many in our government and medical agencies are taking, and to offer networking opportunities and resources to help. Over the last year and a half, my husband and I have had a tremendous burden to get out the good information. Anytime anyone is trying to present something that's contrary to what is being generated, it's being censored. And this is America. This is not right. And I think it's important for people to have a forum to be able to express those thoughts, the other opinions, the other information that's out there, so people can generate good thinking, critical thinking, reasoning, processing. It's important. It's very important.
Why are you holding this in Prim Springs, which is in Hickman County? It's a very small community. Why are you holding it there as opposed to, I don't know, downtown Nashville?
Well, when we were first having this come into being, this really seemed to be a mighty move of God, and this is the area in which we live, and we've really felt that there needed to be a forum in our county to be having these types of dialogues. And this rally started garnering some national attention. We've got some great speakers. We have someone coming from the Citizens Corps of Americans Frontline Doctors, Cheryl Wicker. We have a doctor, Dr. Jack Monaco, who's going to be speaking as well, and he's from Franklin. And we just felt like this is where we're planted, this is where we need to grow, and this is where this needed to be. And there is no charge for this rally. This venue was gratuitously donated to us for the day. It's a beautiful venue on 180 acres. We're southwest of Nashville. It's just a beautiful area. I think people will be very blessed. There's just a tremendous gathering happening of so many different people. They're coming from all over the place.
Sharon, Crom Carmichael has a question for you.
Are you going to be, for the people who attend, are you going to be giving them or providing them with with resources, online resources and places that they can go to get information on an ongoing basis? Because I understand what you're saying in terms of there's a lot of cancel culture out there, so it is hard to get good information. Are you going to be providing places for people to go?
Yes, actually, that's a great question. We have some exhibitors involved as well. We actually are going to be giving out flash drives to the first 100 people that come in the door. The flash drive has on the resources of all the speakers, and the exhibitors were asked to give resources as well and all their contact information. I just think this is a great opportunity to have this directory start coming into being.
How big a crowd do you expect to have this coming Sunday in Prim Springs, Tennessee, for the Freedom Rally 2022?
You know, we've never done anything like this here before. We're not really sure. We were thinking small, just planning for 200. And then as this started garnering national attention, we were told we had to think bigger. So we moved it up to 400, and we're just not really sure. We just know that there's a mighty move of God happening here. And I think that's the real piece is, you know, if you go up on our website, the first thing you're going to see, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And of course, that was Jesus saying in John 8:36. And then right underneath there is liberty once lost is lost forever. That's John Adams. And I think that's important, and it's important for people to continue this. Like you said, I think there's going to be a lot coming out of this rally. I think this is serving as a springboard and a bridge to unify those good resources out there to get people thinking. We also have a prayer team. I think the
Sharon, can you tell what's the website that people can go to learn more about this?
Absolutely, yes. The website is www.thishastostoprally.com, www.thishastostoprally.com. And they need to register, even though it's free, because we're trying to get...
You want to gauge the crowd size. Yeah. Sharon Pollock, thanks so much for joining us today, and good luck on your rally this Sunday at Prim Springs in Hickman County. Thanks for joining us, Sharon. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.